current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Cause for Jihad. Across the Muslim world, massive rallies and demonstrations have emerged with people in their hundreds of thousands, and in some nations even millions, taking to the street in solidarity with our Ummah in Palestine. The chanting slogans in support of resistance, calling for jihad and demanding action against occupation and injustice comes at the time where many prominent scholars as well as grand muftis of Muslim states have given fatwas for military intervention in support of the resistance, militarily, financially and politically. These gatherings are not simply emotional reactions to tragic images. They are a clear signal of the deep-rooted desire within the Muslim community to respond in a way that aligns with the Islamic principles. The cries of Labbaik Ya Aqsa, Labbaik Ya Gaza, and the people want to announce jihad for Gaza. These chants reflect a longing for honor, justice, and divine accountability. This wave of emotion and unity across borders shows that the Ummah has not forgotten its responsibility, subhanAllah. The desire to participate in jihad is not confined to a few. It is widespread and heartfelt. People are ready to sacrifice their lives and wealth for the sake of Allah, to defend their brothers and sisters and to liberate the sacred land, the land of Al-Isra wal-Miraj. The spirit of martyrdom, the longing for justice and the call to stand against tyranny are all living proof that the Muslim Ummah is awake, aware and waiting for a call that never seems to come from those in power. This raises the painful question, if the masses are ready and calling, then why are the militaries of the Muslim world not responding? Why do the armies who are fully equipped and trained not march forth in the cause of Allah? Despite having hundreds or thousands of soldiers, tanks, aircraft and the strategic advantage to intervene, they remain silent and inactive. Are they aware of the cries of the oppressed? Or have they placed political calculations and alliances above their obligation to Allah and His Messenger? This disconnect between the will of the people and the decisions of their rulers has become clearer than ever. For Allah will ask you on the Day of Judgment, why did you remain silent? Why did you falsify the religion? Why did you abandon the Muslims? Do not betray the trust and do not sell your worldly life for your afterlife. Islam obliges the believers to fight in the path of Allah when injustice prevails and Muslim lands are occupied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ.
What is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling firmly to your land? Surah At-Tawbah, verse 38. This ayah is not just a rebuke of past generations, but a call to action today. The absence of a unified, sincere Islamic leadership, a khilafah, is what prevents this obligation from being realized. Without a legitimate authority to declare and organize jihad, the ummah remains fragmented and the powerful armies remain idle. The time has come to not only call for jihad, but also to call for the return of a leadership that can fulfill this divine duty, bi-idhnillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to our ummah and allow us to witness the sweetness of Islam's return. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.